makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Fentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. The second day of camp is a done deal, but for Dwayne Brown, the work is just beginning. Head coach Gary Kubiak said that Brown will have to lose weight in camp this year. But first, remember, you can buy tickets to hear Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliance Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72! Flight 72!
Dwayne Brown continued to practice with the first team, but the Houston Heat got to the rookie and forced him to sit out. Left tackle Ephraim Salam took Brown's place in practice. Kubiak said that Brown will need to get in better shape if he wants to start this season.
Yeah, I think he's been getting it, you know, but we're asking a lot of this kid. I mean, he took a ton of reps this morning. As I said, he came in camp a little heavy. I think the last 8 or 10 days going through contracts and stuff, when a lot of that was on his mind, which is fairly so, you know. But he found out today what he's in for physically. But, you know, I'll tell you what the kid's made of. He went in, came back out here, had a good practice afternoon. So that's part of it. He's got to become a pro and real fast.
Kubiak is impressed with the way the team as a whole has been practicing so far.
I can't put a finger on that right now. I just I like the way we work. Very professional group. I think we're a close-knit group, which is important for us to get better. And our new faces have fit in well. But, hey, you know, this is a day-to-day, a week-to-week thing from here on out. We just got to make sure we're getting better and stay focused on work.
Single-game tickets to Texans home games went on sale on Thursday. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back Sunday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.